The West Bank, November 2023. Two young girls are sitting next to each other on a bed, and an interviewer asks them, "What is peace?"
What is peace?
She should start. Okay, peace is when I, Jana, age 10, starts to laugh, and Heba, also age 10, stops talking out of embarrassment. I can't continue if she keeps laughing. I don't want to continue. The interviewer asks, "What is it now?" Heba replies, "This isn't something to laugh about," then sits back down and says, "Go on, you talk. You say what peace is." Now Heba and Jana walk down a street in Jenin, a Palestinian camp in the West Bank. A man on a motorbike rides past them. Jana says, "Peace will come when the Israelis no longer enter our camp, when we can live our childhood. That's peace." Your turn, Heba. She smiles smugly and Heba rolls her eyes. Heba says, "Peace is our right to healthcare, our right to play. Not when a Jew, Israeli, comes and tells us you are not allowed to do anything." Jana and Heba are filling in colouring books. Peace is when the youth keep defending their homeland and when we can live our childhood. Unlike the people of Gaza, they don't have a childhood. State of Rage, a film by Marcel Mettelsiefen. Three young girls are walking down a desolate city street with their arms around each other. Then, two teenage girls merrily make their way down a dirt road leading down a sunny hillside. The Israeli-occupied West Bank is a major flashpoint in the Israel-Palestinian conflict. Since the Hamas attacks on October 7, 2023, tensions have sharply escalated. Jewish settlers have been increasingly seizing land and evicting Palestinians. Fighting has also increased between the Israeli army and Palestinian militants who control some areas of the West Bank. Havat Gilad is one of 140 Jewish settlements in the West Bank. Settlements are backed by the Israeli government, but are illegal under international law. A dark-haired teenage girl is riding a grey horse along a dirt road winding down a hillside. 16-year-old Renana says, "It's beautiful here and everything is open. There's air you don't find everywhere. The kids my age build stables for the horses. We're building a camp for ourselves. We're building a place we feel that we have created." "It's ours, and we'll stay here. We are like pioneers. Every breath we take here, every step we take here, we are settling." "We go and find empty places, and if it's in the land of Israel and has not been settled, we will go and stay there, so that everyone will know it's ours and not the Arabs." This is one step on the way to occupying everything that belongs to us. Two children are riding their bikes through the settlement. November 2023. Renina and her sister are leaving their house. Naomi says, "I saw a post by some soldier from the United States. He set himself on fire and said, 'I don't want to continue this genocide.'" Excellent. One less. I can't believe there are leftists left in this stupid country. Since October the 7th, my opinion hasn't changed too much, but it has sharpened. Up until now, I thought they were heartless people. Bad people with no manners. No forgiveness. None of them are innocent. Any one of them could get up one day and decide to kill, and they would do it. They are cannibals. At the shop, Naomi picks up a bag of food and gives it to Renana. 1 second, take it please. The boy behind the counter says, Shabbat Shalom. Naomi replies, thank you. Now at home, Naomi sings, we'll conquer Gaza with blood soon. Sitting at a computer, she shouts through to the kitchen, I woke up this morning in the mood to destroy Gaza. You know, an energetic mood. Her mum says, which is different from yesterday's mood, which was to crush Gaza. A friend says, Naomi, every day you're in a mood about Gaza. 14-year-old Naomi says most of the people around us are Arabs. Even before October the 7th, whenever we pass by an Arab village, I hide, I cry. I don't like seeing them. I don't like them looking at me. Right now, I'm more alert. We're really scared of a terrorist attack. I don't see them as human beings right now. Later in the evening, the girl's mother, Yael, is helping her younger daughter with her homework on the sofa. Renana lifts a young boy over her shoulder and paces around the kitchen. Yael says, in general, this younger age group here in Chavad Gilad is very strong-minded. For example, it's obvious that it is us and not them. It's clear that we're the good guys and they are the bad guys. I am an immigrant. I came from France. I grew up in a much more open environment. A lot happened on October the 7th. A lot of changes happened within us. Everyone woke up and was forced to question their core beliefs. I think what awakened for me, all of a sudden, I was aware of living here surrounded by people I don't know, people with whom I don't share a language, I don't know their culture. I look at myself intellectually and think, how do I raise children this way, who aren't aware of their surroundings, who don't ask questions about who's next to them, and who don't want to know? Even worse than being unaware, they don't want to know. For me, I need to recalibrate because I hadn't noticed this before. I want to pay attention to it. Naomi is walking along a road with her friend who asks, can you carry me on your back? She replies, are you kidding? Then she gives her friend a piggyback.
Go, Charlie. It's a birthday.
A young red-haired boy holds up a bird and says, I think she has blood coming from her nose again. An interviewer asks him, do you think more people should come and live in Chavad Gilad? Yes. Why? Another boy says, it's a good settlement. The red-haired boy says, to expand the settlement across the Samaria region, more people will come, will help drive the Arabs out of the country. They're working on a ramshackle shelter. Sinai, are there any nails over there? Naomi says to her friends, I'm thinking about when the Arab villages will disappear. Do you know what I'm dying for? For that mountain over there to fall down. That house on the top will just crush. Boom. Think about how fun it will be. There won't be any houses. Everything will be erased. Someone will just come and kick them out. Bam. Let's take a selfie.
Naomi.
Naomi says, today we're in war mode. You want to fight. You want to get revenge. We have learned that Arabs are something bad. They are murderers. But most of the time, I'm afraid of them. I'm afraid because some of them are like my father's murderers. She feeds her younger sibling a spoonful of food. State of Rage. State of Rage. It's nighttime at the Jenin camp in the West Bank. A man on a roof shouts Walid and waves. The Jenin camp is one of three areas in the West Bank controlled by Palestinian armed groups. The militants are seen as heroes to many Palestinians resisting the occupation. For Israelis, they are terrorists. Civilians live amongst these fighters. Jana asks, "So, Dad, this black and white bicycle, will you repair it for me?" Haitham answers, "We will repair it tomorrow when the man comes. I will give him money to repair it." If the army comes, then what? If the army comes, we can't take it to be repaired. Okay then. If the army comes, the whole of Jenin will be closed. If there are martyrs, there will be strikes. Everything will be cancelled. Just like we talked about. Then the day after. But if we're okay, if the army doesn't come tomorrow and nothing happens, then we will repair it. The Israeli army frequently raids Jenin camp. These operations often lead to clashes with militants, resulting in the deaths of many Palestinians, both militants and civilians, including children. Jana's 9-year-old brother Khatab says they are destroying Jenin camp. They come into the camp and completely level it. They destroy it with their bulldozers. Jana says day after day they come here. They kill a couple of people and leave. Fighting in the streets, then Khatab says, if it wasn't for our armed resistance, the camp would be gone. Two armed men by a shuttered storefront, then a mob of men primarily dressed in black running down a street. Jana is standing on the roof with her fingers in her ears. Later, a crowd make their way through the streets carrying a dead man on a stretcher. They chant, "There is no God but Allah, and the martyr is beloved by God." A masked man fires a rifle in the air as he walks past the camera, near to Jana marching with her dad. A young child on an adult's shoulders is holding their own gun. Haitham shakes someone's hand and says, "How are you, uncle? May God bless you." Praise be to God, but the car is ruined. The bulldozer ran over it. I swear to God, we put the car in the camp to keep it safe, but it was destroyed. May God have mercy on the martyrs. The large crowd gather in an empty plot of land. Elsewhere in the camp, Haitham forces the boot of his crumpled car open and Jana holds it up for him. Haitham asks, "Can you see? It's all squashed." He pulls a toolbox out from inside. "Will you buy another one?" "God willing," he replies, then slams the boot shut and says, "That's enough. This isn't useful. It's not important. Nothing remains here but ruins." They collect the number plates and leave. They walk along the street, which is lined with rubble. He says 3 years and it's gone in the blink of an eye. An Israeli soldier just comes and ruins it with his bulldozer. A man is shoveling debris away from a doorstep. Haitham says, "Oh, what destruction. Next, more people will be killed. Israel is planning to kill us all. It's killing all of the Palestinian people." Jana says, "May God drive them from our home." Framed pictures on a pockmarked wall memorialize Palestinian fighters. Two girls going to school walk around a man tossing bricks into a muddy puddle on a bombed-out road. An announcer at an all-girls school says, Praise be to God for your safety, dear girls. It must have been a tiring night. As usual, we will start with the Al-Fatiha prayer so that God illuminates our days. In a classroom, a teacher asks, what is the difference between these two verbs with the corresponding subject pronouns? Go ahead, Lushane. Yana says, I want to become a flight attendant. God willing, my wish will come true. Everyone loves to travel. Everyone loves freedom. The whole world loves peace and freedom. I drank, we drank, they drank. We can't travel, not even within the West Bank. We can't go anywhere. As Palestinians, we do not live our lives. But I don't want to give up on my dream. The teacher says, these are the pronouns that go with the verb to drink. Thank you. Stay here. Up to the side, down. Let's count aloud. 1, 2, 3, 4. Inhale, exhale. Later, at home, Yana, Heba and Khatab are sitting around a small table in their living room, putting beads into a shared bowl. Their grandmother, is watching over them. Says, Jenin is a border area, so there is tension between us and the Jews, Israelis, more than in other cities. There weren't problems before, but since October the 7th, there have been problems. There's lots of fighting, and many have been injured. Houses have been destroyed. Everything is getting more expensive. We are suffering because of the war. They have revealed their hatred towards the Palestinians. They have shown their true colors. Half of the Palestinian land in the West Bank has been taken by the Jews, Israelis. They don't want peace. They just want violence. It's aggression. In the settler outpost of Havad Gilad, a group of children are jumping up and down on a trampoline. On their rooftop in Jenin, Heba and Jana play rock, paper, scissors. Yana says, the difference between us and them is we feel fear and anxiety. There's nothing to bother them. They are comfortable. No one raids them. The Jews, Israelis, raid us. Why? Rock, paper, scissors. Rock, paper, scissors. Now they're playing with spinning tops. Yael says, wow, so many gifts. It's the Jewish holy festival of Hanukkah. Naomi has a toy gun. A man shows her how to aim, and she says, yes, I see, I see. Then she tells one of the other kids to move. Naomi says, maybe others are scared too and just don't show it. When there is gunfire in the nearby village, or riots, or that kind of thing, sometimes it's like, what was that? Why the commotion? The first thing that comes to mind is stress and fear. Lying on her front, she fires the toy gun, then lets her head fall, playing dead. The boys feed plants to a donkey. Then later, the children are gathered in the community center. A man says into a microphone, Havat Gilad, are you asleep? Havat Gilad. Welcome to all the children who've studied for weeks. God willing, this quiz will be in the blessed memory of Rabbi Raziel Shevach, who started this quiz. Now Yael has the microphone. Hello, David, is David here? Okay, so whoever isn't here, remember to take their gifts, okay? At home, she says, I live here. It's my home, first and foremost. Then it's my generational home, the land of Israel. This is where I built my home with my husband and my children. I have cried over it. I've rejoiced over it. She hangs up laundry outside. We have been exiled from our land for 2,000 years. I came here because of the history. I came because of an ideology, because of the desire to have a Jewish settlement in the land of Israel, an extensive, thriving, joyous, good, illuminating settlement. But what kept me here was the view. It was my community, the emotional connection. And now I can't do without it. The history also includes bereavement. Yael gazes out across the hills, stretching to the horizon. Now, an old family video featuring Rabbi Raziel singing with his family. He was Renana and Naomi's father.
Hundreds have now gathered in the Jewish outpost of Chabad Gilad to lay to rest the rabbi brutally murdered Tuesday in a drive-by shooting terror attack. Father of six was driving his car near the outpost, which is in the West Bank near the Palestinian city of Nablus, when a Palestinian car allegedly pulled up beside him and fatally shot him.
A recording of the emergency call. I've been shot. I'm by Chabad Gilad. I've been shot. I've been shot. I'm by Chabad Gilad. Yael says, I arrived at the hospital and was informed that they couldn't save him and that he had been murdered. At the mass funeral service, people chant, revenge, revenge, death to Arabs. Yael and her family are paying their respects. He knew that Chabad Gilad needed to have a cemetery in order to have a real hold on the land. For that, someone had to be buried here. He repeated it several times. It was clear that this is where he had to be buried, because this was his life's work. Sometime later, Renana takes a seat on a patio chair in the middle of one of the hillsides surrounding Chabad Gilad. She's sharpening a wooden stake with a pocket knife. Firstly, I was the oldest when my dad was murdered. That means I have more memories of him. And it means that it hurts more. It's something that really changed me. Naomi is walking down a dirt road by herself. Renana continues, I started feeling that living here is a journey of survival. I was also especially angry. It's a fact. The route where the murder had happened, where the attack happened, where my father was shot, is still open to Arabs. Naomi continues up the dirt road, now approaching the crest of a small hill. It changed me because suddenly I began to realize if we don't take what we want, then no one will give it to us. I don't care that you don't want me here. I'm here because it's my home. Mine, not yours. Even if it's hard, and even if we get hurt by it, I have to fight for my place, which is the land of Israel and Chabad Gilad. You have to fight. And if we have to kill, we'll kill. Yana is wearing red boxing gloves and hitting a punch bag with all her strength. State of rage. State of rage. Two men climb over rubble to enter the first floor of a bomb-damaged building. February 2024. Yana and Heber are watching TV news with their grandmother. The funeral of the two martyrs, Yasser Hanoun and Saeed Yeradat of the Jerusalem Brigade, killed by the Israeli occupation army during an aerial bombardment. An aircraft launched at least two missiles. The martyr Yasser Hanoun was the target. According to the Israeli occupation army, he was in the vehicle and his dismembered, charred body was removed. Now, Heber and Yana are walking along a bomb-damaged street. Such a loss. It's a tragedy. They approach a group of adults gathered around a bombed-out car. Now Heba is poking into the charred remains with a slender stick. She says, this looks like skin. There, do you see the blood coming out of it? You're disgusting, Heba. It's normal, it's just blood. Why are you calling me disgusting? May God curse you. No. They cross the street and go on their way. A man picks his way along a rubble-lined street. Heba and Khatab are sitting on the curb. He says, sometimes in my dreams I feel scared. I dream that people come to us and they turn out to be special units who shoot at us. I sometimes dream that I am a fighter with other people. And suddenly someone comes and stabs me, and then I am martyred. Now they're playing with a cat in front of a building with colourful murals featuring Dora the Explorer and Mickey Mouse. Atab says, Jana is even more scared than I am. Once there were special units behind us. She headed home and started screaming, but I wasn't afraid because I kept walking on my land. I was on my land. Walking on my land. Now he's playing on top of a damaged building. It's my right, not theirs. A leader of the Jenin Brigade shouts, dying for the sake of God is our greatest aspiration. The crowd repeat his words. The leader primes the gun he's holding. Now a coffin is being carried amongst the crowd with some of the throng brandishing weapons. With young boys walking at his side, the leader says, we believe in God and in his victory. If we do not see victory and become martyrs, then these children, whose voices will echo with their chants, will achieve the victory by the will of God. Say God is the greatest. These children are waiting to take up the resistance after we have been martyred. Some excitable boys shout, God is the greatest, while running around. Play fighting, one shouts, no, I swear to God. Come on out, Ryan. Jana's brother, Khatab, says, an Israeli child says, I want to be an engineer. Here, a boy says, I want to join Jihad Islami or Hamas. I want to be a fighter. None of my friends says, I want to become an adult. Everyone wants to be useful. Facing a wall, one of the boys hides his eyes and counts, while some of the others run away. 9, 10, 11. Someone must retaliate. Khatab is running around. On a rooftop, Jana is with her father, who's welding the handlebars on the bike. He says this life is not right for children. It has a negative impact on their psychology. When they grow up, they will want to carry weapons. Khatab is playing a violent video game. Aytham says the problem will be when my son holds a weapon at an age when I can no longer control him. I can still control my child as a young boy, but there will come an age when I can't control him anymore. I won't be able to tell him to come home because he will be a young man and he will choose his own way. I worry about him. When you turn on the TV, all the news is about Gaza. He sees massacres and blood. What do you expect from him? At a rubbish dump, two men are scavenging. Jana is holding the thread while her grandmother works at a sewing machine. Says these children can only follow what they see. They have become violent because violence breeds violence. Clambering on a pile of rubble, Heba points out a broken advertising hoarding. This is the martyr Jamil al-Amouri, the commander of the Jihad Brigade. God chose for him to die a martyr. He will be at the gates of paradise. He's in a better place, for sure. At home, wide-eyed, Heba says, we must defend ourselves and fight them. We shouldn't remain silent when they kill us. We should stand, even as little ones, and wage jihad for the sake of God. Every little child should carry a weapon and resist and fight them. On the mound of rubble, Heba says, the whole Al-Katiba battalion was killed. No one is left in the resistance. But we will always resist, even though we're young. This is our country, and there is no way that we will leave. We will never give it up. Jana says, God willing. In the street, the children are playing at being fighters, using metal rods for guns. Dragging a boy aside, Heba says, come to the garbage. Hands up. Grinning, Jana does the same as Khatab and lies down, playing dead. April 2024. Girls are playing in the street with a ball. While they look at a phone screen, Yael asks Renana, do you really want to enlist in the army? Smiling, Renana says, yes, I haven't got my conscription notice yet. Why? Does it bother you? Yael says, I don't really think you will go through with it. Renana says, why? You don't believe in me. Maybe not a combat role. Maybe something else. Yael says, why not national service instead, in places that are non-combat? Renana says, no, I want a weapon. So you can shoot people? No, that too. But I want to be more helpful, honestly, in killing. That's how I'll help the most, by killing people. Not people, Arabs, monkeys. Israeli children playing outside, then sitting at a table eating instant noodles. Speaking while driving, Yael's emphatic gestures sometimes leave her without a hand on the wheel.
I know that a big part of the rage of my children, my oldest one, is to the Palestinian people, to Hamas, to the terrorism, I don't know, to them, okay? I'm not okay with that she is angry of them. But I'm okay with that I know where the rage is. But I think it's a very big part of their life. All of this trauma, all of this death. I know they don't hate them. I know it. But I know they have a lot of hate they need to throw out. I don't know. They are mad, very mad. And they have all the reason to be like this. I hope the energy, all of this energy they put to hate them, one day they will understand it's a power, a great power. Use it in another thing, in love. Why not?
12th of May, 2024, Memorial Day. From a lectern, a bearded man addresses an outdoor gathering. Dear friends, before reading Tehillim, under your chairs you will find a note with the name of a Jew who is still being held in Gaza. In Chavat Gilad, many families have been touched by bereavement, each in their own way. Some are new to this, while for others it's been a long time. On this day, Memorial Day, let us honour their memory and light a candle for them. A torch is lit and Renana reads from a script. My father was murdered 6 years ago. At first, I was afraid to forget him. So every night, I would remember the things he used to say and do. But now, there are many more people that we don't want to forget. And if we try to remember them all, we won't sleep. So many dead, so many murdered, so many injured, so many taken hostage, that we cannot forget. How can we concentrate on remembering the past when the present gives us these memories? The orange flame of the torch flickers in the darkness. At home, Renan is standing up to read a book. I have conversations with my mother and we disagree a lot. Everyone has their own perspective. She sees that some of them, Palestinians, are innocent. To me, that's just not true. I don't really care what she thinks or what she thinks should be done. Actually, if we just think about it all too deeply, we won't get anywhere. What we need to do is just to take action, because that's how they, Palestinians, do it. Yael takes a full laundry basket outside, and Renana comes out onto the roof of their house to smoke a cigarette in a quiet spot. Hazy sunshine over gently rolling hills, with buildings amongst groves of trees. Renan is looking at her phone while she smokes. Voice of far-right politician Almog Hohen. The Prime Minister needs to instruct the army when they're fasting, when they're tired, when they're weak, to break their bones. The Ramadan fast is the best time to kill them. Salmon pink clouds at sunset. Renana holds, then kisses a pendant hanging around her neck. Smiling broadly, exposing the orthodontic braces on her teeth, she says, "This is the land of Israel. How could you leave a place like this? It's paradise."
Is it Gan Eden?
A neon Star of David mounted on a hilltop. State of rage. State of rage. A voice echoes across Palestine. News from Jenin camp. I will announce to you the child martyrs whose lives ended today. May 2024, after Ramadan. Yana is using a bucket to water graves. One has a photo of a smiling man, the frame draped in a black and white checkered keffiyeh. The little children, I must water their graves so that God accepts them in his paradise. They're probably martyrs. Now she's been joined by Heba. Yana, let's go to Amjad Al-Azmi. He was our neighbor and I knew him well. This one was my brother's teacher. And this was my brother's friend. And this was Tariq Tamtam. Yana is asked, what do you feel now? She replies, anger. If you could make a wish, what would it be for? To be martyred. She smiles. The two girls continue to tidy up the graves. Then Heba is looking on as Yana helps her grandmother to prepare a salad. Says every year when Ramadan comes, we are prepared, happy and joyful. Except for this year, Ramadan was very difficult for us. It was full of sadness, frustration and fighting. There are people who cannot even eat, like in Gaza. They have no water or food. They suffer from hunger. We are slightly better than them. At least we can afford to eat, praise be to God. Heba and Yana walking hand in hand down a rubble-strewn street. The Not to Forget Women's Society De-Radicalisation Centre, another brightly painted mural featuring Mickey Mouse and Dora the Explorer. Inside, a girl reads to a group of children while Jenin camp psychologist Ahlam Bani Ghari looks on. The Not to Forget Association is a foundation established in 2002. It cares for women and children. We focus on the child through play and psychological support. This is why we have our association. I lived through the 2002 invasion, the second intifada. There were children who had come to our youth center, and yet they became resistance fighters, and many were killed. These were children who had come to our youth center. Then, later, another generation came and lived the same story, again becoming resistance fighters. The same thing happened and they too were killed. After each generation, another generation comes more challenging than the previous one. She addresses a group of children sitting outside in a circle. We have already done an activity about this. Enough, let's say it. Enough. She holds up her hand with palm facing them. Let's take one step back and put our hands like this to say enough. Jana, who do you want to say enough to? Stand up here in the middle. Who are you saying enough to? To the Jews, Israelis. If we say it to them, should we use one or two hands? Two hands. Then do it like this. What is the sound that's annoying us? Jana says, the noise of the drone. This drone's noise is annoying us so much as the children of Jenin camp, what should we tell them? We challenge you. Yes, we challenge you. What will we tell the Jews, Israelis, while raising both our hands? The children shout, enough! Louder, louder! Enough! Again! It feels like we freed Palestine. A man on a motorbike weaves his way down a rubble-strewn street. Jana and Heba take part in a boisterous boxing match, then soldiers pushing back a group of young men wearing white shirts and kippah skull caps. June 2024, Jerusalem Day, annual nationalist celebration. The people of eternity are not afraid of a long path. Just the Jews. Jerusalem Day is an annual Israeli nationalist celebration. Young Israelis, mobilized mostly by settlers and Jewish right-wing groups, march through predominantly Palestinian areas in East Jerusalem. Shouts of, may your village burn down, may their name be erased, and death to the Arabs. Renana is with three teenage friends. She tells them, I think that after all the events of this past year, because of the disgrace that the people of Israel went through, this day shows that we still have our dignity. Renana clapping and pumping her fists in the middle of the procession through the narrow streets. Yael says, the tragedy is that right now we are marking everyone as the enemy. The discourse is radicalizing and the rage is radicalizing. We are now at a crossroads, whether or not to radicalize and take the entire discourse to an extreme place. Looking to the years ahead, we have to understand what this means for us as a people. Is this really the nation we want to become? I think we have a role as educators, and I feel like I failed in that role. She's at her husband's grave. Walking through a desolate area with Jana, Khatab tells her, one day I will take revenge. Look at what they have done. Look. Is preparing a meal in the kitchen. Who should stop it, she asks. Is it up to us? Both sides refuse to negotiate. Both sides hate each other. Ladling food into bowls, she calls Jana, who comes to collect one of them. Go ahead, take it. Sometimes when I'm alone, I think to myself, we cannot do without them, and they cannot do without us. The Jews and the Palestinians, a part of one another. She hangs up washing on a line. In the street, Jana rides away on the black and white bike, one foot briefly slipping off a pedal. Her white hoodie billows out behind her like a cape. She waves up at a window as she passes by, then rides on into a sunlit haze. Yael is showing a photo on her phone of her husband pulling a face. This is a picture of us putting stuff in our nostrils. That's a proper use of nostrils. He took a bite from the ice cream and it was too frozen for him. From above, two cyclists on a narrow street. Renana says if they were different, let's say if they were friendly with us or if they agreed with us on things, if they would help us cultivate and not turn every village into a dump, it's possible that there could have been a country of two nations together. But because they keep trying to kick us out of our house, we won't sit quietly. We'll kick them out. A car maneuvers slowly around another that has stopped beside a woman with a pushchair. Jeanne is asked, do you think that forgetting the past and starting a new page is possible? It's possible. So that you can live together, Jews, Israelis, and Palestinians. Heber shakes her head. No. Jeanne and Khatab walking between two huge stone cubes in a dusty street of graffitied ruins. The echoing voices of the children at the de-radicalization center. Enough. Enough. Say it together, from deep inside. Enough.